had a first cousin called Atha McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a dawning. Then after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up for camp with this rowdy dow dow in the morning. He says, "My young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea quickly shall have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of more and we had to run chance. For you think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning." He says, "My young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning." But Arthur and I, we took in the odds. We gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads and paid them right smart in the morning. For the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow, and into the ocean to rock and to row, and bad a tedious returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. "To the devil I pitch you," says Atha McBride, "to temper your steel in the morning."